A smooth move, a clear advantage in any situation. But science has never been able to fully grasp the nature of the smooth move. Science and the smooth move, today, on Science Frontiers.
Science Frontiers is brought to you by a generous grant from the Idiot Foundation.
A boon to science, industry, and politics alike. The smooth move manifests itself capriciously in times of need and times of not need. The nature is unpredictable and usually identified only by the outcome. By then, it is too late to study the move in progress. And this is exactly what baffles researchers the most.
80 years ago, my grandfather, Arthur Boring, founded Boring Products Incorporated. He acquired the funding using very unconventional techniques to promote his ideas and acquire financial backing. The details of what went on in those days are not fully known, but my grandfather has been described as a master of the smooth move. Today, the smooth moves are few and far between. They are difficult for a human to achieve, but we believe a machine can be constructed to mimic the process of the smooth move. Once we achieve this, then thousands, maybe even millions of smooth moves can be carried out every day. All around the world. The implications of this are enormous.
Bold sentiment about the future of the smooth move, but the history is no less fascinating. Professor such and such of Gloucestershire for Chesterville has been studying the phenomenon of the smooth move for 17 years. Well, the phrase smooth move could be attributed to Christopher Marlowe, who wrote in the poem The Passionate Shepherd to His Love,
"If these delights thy mind may move, then live with me and be my love."
You see, in those days, it used to rhyme. It was later published as that smooth song which was made by Kit Marlowe now at least 50 years ago. Even then it was identified that this shepherd Marlowe so lovingly portrayed was characterized by his smooth move. And since Marlowe's account of such is delivered in a way that is itself smooth, he presents us with a very clever smooth move within a smooth move.
One of the problems we face in science today is the cataloging and verification of the volumes of data that surrounded the smooth move. From the late 50s up until the early 70s, thousands of documents pertaining to smooth moves were collected and analyzed till it was discovered that sometimes actions were designated smooth moves, sometimes to indicate that it was very much the opposite. The most common example of this in academia is the story of the waiter who wanted to impress the restaurant clientele with the number of plates he could carry at once. Tragically, the waiter ends up biting off more than he could chew. He drops the plates and comes himself crashing to the ground. One of the clientele shouts, "Smooth move, Twinkle Toes!" Modern historians believe that such talk involves a certain amount of sarcasm. The realization was devastating to everyone in my field. Suddenly, all of the evidence needed to be examined again and verified for sincerity. Investors became impatient and pulled out. Funding was drying up. Projects were being abandoned.
Hello, radio listeners! Sorry to interrupt, but the station you are listening to has been bought out by Hard Rock Syndicate Incorporated and is under a complete format change. This is K-Face. I'm the Rodman, bringing you an uninterrupted mega set of face rock. Music designed to rock your face off. Here's the new track from Jeepers Peepers.